from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fesco back tomorrow from his European vacation.
Oh. He's just going to come back talking like this?
Yeah.
I spit on you.
Yeah. He's already set topics. If that tells you anything.
Oh, so he's champing up a bit to get back in here.
He's ready.
Oh, yeah.
And they're probably non-sports related, I'm assuming.
No, neither one of them were.
Neither of them were sports.
That's fine.
That's expected.
He said, no one wants to ever hear about your vacation, but that was the first time.
And then went on about his vacation.
That's like the same thing as being like, no offense, but I'm about to offend you.
Yeah.
I hate to be rude, but.
Yeah. No one cares about your fantasy team, but my fantasy team had,
Oh, man.
It's back for a limited time only, as in one more week. The boss hated it, so we're bringing it back. You text in the topics at 913-586-7610, and we call it Shout It Out.
Yeah, baby!
And so there's usually food, and of course there is food. We were discussing the hash brown at McDonald's earlier, which is fantastic. And someone does suggest if you don't get the hash browns at lunch, you can do the Taco John's potato olays
with the cheese sauce. Oof. is a fat kid's fantasy.
They are it's glorious.
I've sat in my car and like watched people look at me, like I got bit by something, and the way I was going at those olays.
Yep, I would get that. Hit the one in Lawrence late at night on the way back to Kansas City many a times, and would try not to spill cheese sauce all over my car.
Oh, dude, back in college, when you're a cheapskate, you and a buddy would go get a deal at Taco John's. It was called Six Pack and a Pound.
Six Pack and a Pound, yeah.
Three tacos each and a half pound of Olay's. Dirty. I mean, dirty.
Wait.
Oh, you ate it yourself?
You split that thing?
Yeah, it was like $3.
Okay. I think you were supposed to eat that yourself. It was a challenge.
Save some room
Could
for
never
later.
Do it. Oh, yeah.
Now you look like the Joker, but with like taco grease.
Jeez.
You want to know how I got these scars? Six pack and a pound.
From the 720, Shout It Out, just waiting to see if New Guy Mac will play my song and then Kling read my Shout It Out this time around. That from Micah in Denver.
Ooh, I got you, Micah.
Micah texts as if he's ignored.
We probably mention Micah
every day in the show.
I got you queued up, Micah.
He's always texting it. Shout it out to Dusty for getting up early and being part of the show. Woo. Absolutely, from the 913.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. We're going to let him sleep in tomorrow. He'll be on with Cody Gold.
Yep. I got to be here early anyway, so maybe I'll come in and bombard your show.
That's fine. Any and all times.
Do you think... Well, never mind. I'll ask you off the air.
Oh, wow. For the 816, is Gladiator 2 going to be good without Russell Crowe?
Yes. I think so.
It looks good. The
Pedro Pascal's in it, man. He's like the modern day Russell Crowe. Yeah. He does everything. Mandalorian. He was the Sand Spear in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You murdered my sister or my brother, whatever he says. The tip of his blade was had a poison from the desert snakes in it. And then he got his eyes smashed by
as
the mountain.
You pointed out, maybe he is back. I mean, you're convinced he might still be on an island with Elvis and Tupac and JFK. So,
who?
Russell Crowe.
He's not dead.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, the old Russell Crowe's dead. Have you seen Russell Crowe lately? Eesh. He's had a few six packs and a pound.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. But you're convinced his character might not have died. So
we don't know that for sure.
He can come back in Gladiator.
Game
two.
Of Thrones taught me that. Unless you see them burned or buried, they're not dead.
Shout out to Speck from the 816. Wow. Don't be a spineless dweeb and let them keep shouted out. I think the ship has sailed on that. That was my one outgoing request. That's it. That's it. Shout out to my massage therapist, Helga. What she can do with her one good arm. All what?
No. You decided to read that one, man.
No, never mind. I forgot. Part of shout out got canceled because you just read stuff you didn't proofread.
Your last day nice might be try, coming though. Before next Thursday.
Nice try, though.
Shout out to Helga.
Yeah.
And massage therapist.
Mm.
Whoa. That's an aggressive grunt.
Good morning, fellas. Shout out to Wheeler Walker Jr. He'll be making the special karaoke lunch at work tomorrow. Spicy from the 816. Sounds like you have a fun event at lunchtime.
Do you know who Wheeler Walker Jr. is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He has a song that mentions Boston and Austin.
And beans?
Well, a different one.
Hmm. Shout out to Jim Rome. From the 816.
Arugula.
Jim Rome's amazing. He's truly amazing. As he was on the air the first day we launched here on 610 Sports Radio.
I remember that. It was in my car with my dad.
And if you tune in now, it's the same exact show. It is glorious. It's not changed a bit. How he has been able to, most people in this industry, or any industry, right? Any industry you work in, you have to pivot at some point. Right?
Not Jimmy.
Not Jim Rome. Nope. He's got to keep doing his thing. So great.
You want to read that top text? So good he did it twice.
I paused.
Okay.
So I'm not there yet.
Okay. You'll know.
Oh, from the 816, I double pork chopped the wife last night for her birthday. Happy
good
birthday, Crystal.
Hell.
Good job.
We might have lost Kling today.
Good job. Oh, we discuss making pork meals all the time on Shout It Out. Another reason it may have gotten canceled.
I had Caribbean pork chops two nights ago. Fantastic.
Is Watson working this morning from the 785?
Watson! Yes! Yeah.
Sounds like it. Yep.
Yeah. From the 816, shout out to local live music. Y'all should really check me out sometime.
Got to know who you are and
who
where you're playing.
Is me. Yeah, we love local music. Our friends, the old number fives, are always around the local music scene, and yeah, always try to support local music. I believe the old number fives, this is a little sneak peek, they're going to be in on my last day, week from today,
in studio,
and I believe they'll try to do live requests.
Hey!
It's going to be a live edition of Way Back Wednesday.
I can't wait for that.
So we'll see. They play a lot of stuff. So
are beverages allowed in studio during that?
I don't know.
It's your last day. Who cares? Yeah. Uber home from your job at 10 a.m.
From the 573, why is Spectre such a bum? That's not nice.
You did also have to read
it's
that.
Not nice. Well, part of it is you do have to read it.
And for those of you that can't see Kling right now, because none of you can, he has a big grin on his face.
dirty little secret. I love Spec. We all do. Well, some of you do. Shout out to Dusty.
Oh, no.
I can actually hear your opinion on things because I can't listen to you on the night show. Come to the morning show from the 913.
Out of my control.
Trying.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
From the 563.
Okay.
Shout out to Sammy Watkins. Okay.
Watson. Yes.
Sammy Watkins. Totally different person. I know. I see what you're trying to do there. I haven't heard the station call sign in a while. That from the FCC from the 316. Oh, crap. That tells you the FCC is listening to Shout It Out. Better be careful.
Well, there's only four more days left of it.
Mm. Yeah, one of the recommendations, I'll say who it was, Bob Edwards of 90, 98 on The Rock. Long time he's had to deal with Johnny, right? Keep Johnny in check.
Good luck.
Success route. He goes, you know, on your last day, you could drop as many F-bombs as you want. I go, I don't think that's how it works, Bob. Don't think that's how it works.
Shout out to the poison ivy shot. My grapes are back to normal.
There, that's good. That person continues to check in. Went out and walked the dog and got poison ivy on the stuff.
I don't think I'm allergic to poison ivy. And the only
You're immune?
I think so. The only reason I know is because I've hit my golf ball several times into the right side of a fairway, which is the rough, and I've gone in to retrieve it, and I've came out, and like a couple guys I've golfed with, like, you know, that was like poison ivy all over there. I'm like, oh, okay. And then like I'll see those guys like 2 days later, and they're like, so you're all right? I'm like,
you're fine, yeah.
Patient zero.
You're a case study.
Yeah.
So whenever they have one of those, we're looking for subjects to be a part of a case study about poison ivy. You should be the first one in line.
When I didn't know what I was going to do with my life, I thought about just going to those like hotel stays for like the weekends. Where like, we'll pay you up to $2,500. Mm-hmm. You just got to take a bunch of random stuff that we don't know what it's going to do to
that's
you.
Right. And finally, from the 816, shout out to baby powder on these hot days.
Woo!
Yeah, you don't want swamp ass.
Or you don't want to chafe. There might not be a bigger pain in the world than chafing.
This is the year or the time of year in which that happens. That is today's edition of Shout It Out, back for a limited time only, like one more week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.